Well, today for Cambridge Open Studios, I've come to Akerman Street to the lovely garden studio of Kate Green. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So, tell us what it is you do and how long you've been doing it. How did you get into your art?
Well, I came to Cambridge about 25 years ago now to train at Homerton to be an art teacher. But actually, art's been on hold for a long time since then, raising a family. So yeah, I turned 40 about 4 years ago and felt it was time to, you know, start reaching for some dreams and get started on this stuff. So I launched my business, which is called Flourish and Fly. It's sort of inspired by a butterfly gets to fly in the second half of its life. And I was sort of moving into the second half of my life and it's time for me to flourish and fly. So yeah, I got started with crochet to start with, selling in local shops and online. It sort of worked around having a toddler at home, and it was neat and small, and but always had a view to sort of move into fine art, really, once I had a bit more space and time. So Esme, our youngest, started school a couple of years ago, so got started with painting. And first thing I did, I got a painting coach, a lady in America who I had Skype sessions with once a week for half an hour for a year, which was really good. I got invited to start painting live at various events, and I sort of feel I'm ready now to start connecting with the Cambridge art scene. So I thought Open Studios would be a good setting for that, really, to start getting known, and hoping to just really sort of open some doors with galleries maybe and exhibitions and things like that.
How would you describe your style?
Well, I'm abstract, definitely. I love big and mess and loud and expressing myself, but I also like quite sort of detailed, intricate patterns as well. So I'm a sort of interesting mix of liking making a mess, but also liking to make things tidy as well. And I think you can see that in my work, really. But what I love most is colour. I sort of feel that painting is like singing with colours. Yeah, I use colours to tell a story and to express what's on my heart, express emotions. I mean, colours are linked to, like, red is rage and green is envy. You know, it's sort of, I just take those ideas and take them further, whatever comes to mind, you know, linking feelings with colours and concepts with colours and shapes as well. So fluorescence for me at the moment are the thing. I just they sing the loudest. So I use them a lot.
Now, you've got some sort of standard size art that I would say in front of a stuff that's sort of like 2 by 3 foot, something like that, but you've also got some big canvases, one here on the floor.
Yeah,
what's the story behind that one?
This one I did on Saturday afternoon in town outside Boots on Sydney Street. So I call it my big live art. So it's basically street performance art that I do. I roll out a big roll of canvas and sit in the middle and put music on, and then I just play with paint in public, really. Yeah, so this one, it's called Decked in Delight, and it's a celebration of being loved. So it's purposely childlike and confident and joyful, because that's how you feel when somebody accepts you as you are. Yeah, and people are fascinated. They sort of, you know, the parents are holding their kids back because they want to get stuck in. And I always have like a little I have my iPad with a video time lapse playing, so people can see, oh, that's what she's doing and this is where it's going. And each one I record so I can make the next time lapse. So today I've put on the video of what I did on Saturday on my YouTube channel, which is Flourish and Fly, so people can see it. Obviously, I mean, it took an hour and a half to make, you know, I think there's one person who was there for most of the time.
Wow.
Who'd purposely come, she'd heard about me and Kate, which was nice. But most people would stick around for 10 minutes, or I think maybe they come back after a while of shopping and come and see, you know, how it's moved on. But with the video, they'll get to see the whole thing from the beginning to the end. So yeah.
Did that affect, though? You say, oh, you know, you use colours and it affects your emotions. Is it different for you to be sat in the middle of a public place, sat in the middle of your, as you say, it's the size of a large carpet,
yeah,
this
yeah.
final product, as opposed to doing a piece on an easel in the calm of your studio? Is it different?
Oh, yeah, it is different. I don't know. I mean, I get nervous before doing it. I'm really inspired by, well, I love inspiring other people. I like I think there's creativity in everybody. I know most people will tell me, as soon as I tell them I'm an artist, they say, oh, I'm not creative at all. It's the sort of automatic response. But I like to sort of almost give people permission to have a go. And, you know, what's the worst that can happen, really? So my techniques are really simple. They're things that anybody could try. And it's a result of just playing and experimenting, really. But that's, I look to be transparent as an artist. I put stuff on YouTube, but I show, you know, from a blank canvas to the end result. And I blog about what I do. I share, you know, my stresses and my mistakes, as well as, you know, hopefully the successes. You know, I paint live. I try to be out there to encourage other people to have a go. I think when I got started with all this stuff, I think I was quite driven. I was quite intimidated. I sort of wanted to be much further on than I was. I felt like I'd wasted time, and I, you know, wanted to catch that up. And that was quite stifling. And in the end, I learned to just let go and play and experiment and mess about with the medium and enjoy it. And that made my art so much freer and full of life, actually. And I'm enjoying it more as well, obviously.
Excellent. All right, now tell us about the crochet then, because the two, I kind of guess, could go hand in hand. But what do you do in the crochet world?
Well, it's funny, I sort of initially came across it because I was doing a youth camp and I was there on the art team, and they had a knit and natter corner, and I wanted to go and be able to offer something. So I learned to crochet a flower literally the week before I went, and really liked it, and there was something quite appealing about it. And I'm quite an all or nothing person. I was desperate at the time to get creative with something, and so I just thought I'd teach myself when I got back from this camp to do it properly and research yarns and what made something change from being a granny rubbishy crochet to being something that you could call contemporary craft and would sell. And so I just honed it, and I mean, there's so much crochet I've never even tried, but some stuff I've worked on until I can do it blindfolded. It's all about, I mean, I use 100% cotton. That makes a big difference. It looks much more professional and neat. It's the colours that I choose. I think people just, as I said, I love colour, and so, you know, hopefully in my studio next weekend people will be able to see, you know, from my crochet to my massive paintings, that there's a connection, that colour, and people say there's a joy in my work as well, and so hopefully people can see that, you know, it's all mine and expressing in some ways the same thing, really.
Okay, and one of the things that you've got here in the studio are the Christmas baubles that you've effectively covered.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they've been my most popular thing, actually. They're just, I do sort of just bright colours around baubles, and they've been featured in Women's Weekly magazine and, the sort of number of different places. It's been quite a surprise, actually. I think people just think they're fun and cheerful at Christmas. And
it begs the question, are you the next yarn bomber then?
Absolutely not. And we're talking about Christmas, and it's it's nearly July.
Indeed. Well, let's turn our attention then to Cambridge Open Studios. This is your first year of exhibiting. You're just doing this first week as well. Was it a case of, you know,
right,
just dip your toe in the water?
No, I'd love to do... I've got three daughters, and all three daughters have got birthdays in July every weekend. And my husband's a doctor and does on call as well, and it just wasn't possible to do more than one, and I thought, well, one is hopefully better than none.
It is. And you're going to be in a working studio, so if people come along, what are they going to see here?
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, after doing the big piece outside Boots on Saturday, I then went round the corner to Market Square and joined the Open Studios stall that was there outside the Guildhall. And I did some demonstration painting there as well. a busy afternoon. But I only got those started. So I don't know. I'm going to be busy getting ready for my weekend. So I think those three pieces, I'll be working on those while people are here, depending on how busy it is. I'll have my studio all set up with my paints and spray and everything. And sort of people can see me work.
Okay, well, we'll put this time-lapse video up on the Cambridge 105 website. We'll link through to your YouTube channel on that, so if people want to see what you're doing. If people want to find out more, website, Facebook?
It's flourishandfly.co.uk is my website. I'm on Facebook at Flourish and Fly, and Twitter and Instagram, and I said YouTube as well, Pinterest, yes, yeah. All of it.
Excellent. Well, we wish you well with it. It's a lovely little studio you've got here. You must enjoy the time away from the family and everything down here.
Yeah, they come and find me though.
Oh dear. Well, Kate, good luck with your first ever open studios, and hope it goes well.
Thank you. Thanks.